is a Fox News alert. A search of the home of a former president, Dimly Silicera. Former President Trump says the FBI is conducting a raid of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
President Trump saying nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. The former president is claiming it is prosecutorial misconduct, what he describes as a weaponization of the justice system. He also describes it as an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want Mr. Trump to run for president in 2024. President Trump says in his written statement that the FBI agents even broke into his safe. He is comparing this to Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democratic National Committee. But the former president says the difference between this and Watergate is Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. Trump was not there at the time of the raid. Sentencing today on federal hate crimes charges for all three men accused in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man out for a run in a Georgia neighborhood in February 2020. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael were each sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. William Roddy Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing on his cell phone, received 35 years.
One of the attorneys pointed out in court today, it wasn't the fact that law enforcement had access to this video that we got justice. It was that the public had access to this video, and they demanded justice.
Civil rights attorney Lee Merritt, all three have already been sentenced on state charges. An incident involving a white Mississippi Highway Patrol officer and three black men is under investigation after a video showed the officer putting a handcuffed man into a chokehold and wrestling him into a ditch. In a statement, the Mississippi Department of Public Safety says it was made aware of the incident and is being reviewed internally. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues his feud with Texas Governor Greg Abbott over migrants being bused into the city.
After greeting a busload of migrants Sunday arriving from Texas, Mayor Adams again today levied criticism on Governor Abbott.
He's just totally disregarding the human part of this.
14 migrants on that Sunday bus got off in New York, which Mayor Adams says shows no concern from Texas for where migrants want or need to go.
Not the people of Texas, but the governor of Texas. But that's not who we are as New Yorkers.
Governor Abbott, in a statement last week, labeled New York a sanctuary city that can relieve overwhelmed Texas border towns. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Biden administration's announced another $1 billion in new military aid for Ukraine, which would include rockets, ammunition, and other arms. Pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly is looking to expand its Indiana-based headquarters outside the state in response to Indiana's ban on most abortions.
Eli Lilly says it's been headquartered in Indianapolis for more than 145 years, but argues Indiana's new trigger law on abortion is going to work against the company's goal of attracting and retaining employees, so they're looking for employment growth elsewhere. Last week, GOP Governor Eric Holcomb signed a law banning abortions at any stage, with exceptions for when the mother's life is at risk and in cases of rape, incest, or fatal fetal abnormalities. Eli Lilly and the White House condemned the move. The pharma company also announced it's going to expand the employee health plan coverage to include travel for reproductive services. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
David McCullough, the Pulitzer Prize winning author whose narratives on subjects ranging from the Brooklyn Bridge to Presidents John Adams and Harry Truman made him among the most popular and influential historians of his time, has died. He was 89. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.